Yeah, it wasn't the way they wanted to end the first nine games, so the halfway mark of this year's All-Ireland League. The way the fixtures are made out, they're back-to-back, and so Middleton will be coming to Derry on the, I think it's the 12th of January, as they restart of the AIL. Okay, I mean, Derry, as you said, are in 8th place. They've got 15 points. I think Middleton have now got up to 11. But, you know, that game against Middleton now for Derry takes on a bigger task. Should they lose again, then they would find themselves right back down with all the other teams, and the points differential as well doesn't help. 18-3 yesterday, all they had to show was a penalty from out half, Alec McDonald, and that was it. You know, I expected them that they would maybe have done well, but it's a long trip to Cork. I'm not sure what sort of the makeup of the team, whether they had a full strength team or not, but they'll certainly have to regroup over the Christmas period. They have two league games, Ulster league games. They're away to Omagh next Saturday, and then they're home to Harlequins on the last Saturday of this year. Two matches which I hope they will take pretty serious, because they've got to try and build for that game against Middleton. That is important, because should they lose a few more, I know they still have to travel to Omagh, they still have to go to Enniscorthy, they still have to go to Clonmel, so those are all very, very difficult games. And Skerry's come to Judges Road, and they're sailing along very nicely in second place. So if you look at the nine fixtures left, there's not too many you could say are easy, and you know, points are becoming very, very difficult to get.
And Alec, as we look, suppose you were at that game yesterday, Omagh against Sunday's Wells. It ended in a draw, 12 points apiece. Omagh now up to fourth.
Yes, Omagh, I would have thought yesterday, on judging from the results that I've seen, that possibly, you know, Sunday's Wells were sort of 7th, 8th position, level with a few teams. That league is so sort of concertina in the middle that, you know, that one victory can take you from up about 3 or 4 positions. But the Sunday's Wells team I saw yesterday, I was very impressed with, and, you know, they made Omagh fight all the way, and in fact, you know, it was described as the Alamo in the last 5 or 6 minutes when they were attacking Omagh, and they had an opportunity just a minute to go, but the right half, Derham missed a penalty which would have given them the points. But I think overall maybe 12 all was probably a good result. It was an excellent game of rugby. Conditions were very, very good yesterday. Although it was cold, it was dry, and you know, at least that helped. But have a good game, and as I say, both sides would have been happier with obviously the 4 points, but I think they both would have settled, and certainly Sunday's well and that long trip back home to Cork would have been happy. But they're a team as well, I think, as far as I can remember the results, they have to travel the Judges Road as well, and they'll not be an easy side for Derry as well. So you know, the way this league is going at the moment, the last 9 matches are going to be vital, because if you take position, it's probably 5 down to 10. As I said, there's very little difference in points, and every game's going to count, and as the weeks go on, you know, it's going to get harder and harder. And the one thing I think I should say is, you know, if the bottom team automatically is relegated, and the second bottom team then has to play you know, the team from 2C.
Yeah.
So they play the losers of the round robin. But I mean, what happens is, the 3 teams finish level, it's the points differential, and that's something that, you know, City of Derry along with a few other teams will have to watch very closely.
Definitely will. Turn our attention to Championship 2. Still unbeaten Limavady. They defeated Lisburn yesterday. They had 7 points to spare, 30 points to 23. Fine performance again by the Northwest side. Really, really looking good in that Championship 2. And in Championship 3, it was a 1-point victory yesterday for Strabane. They're 5th in the league, and no doubt Bert Galbraith will be very happy after that. Defeated Newry 24-23 yesterday, Ali.
Yeah, that's a good comeback from Strabane, and certainly that will have given them a lot of confidence. You know, they're still up there in the top, as you say, 5th, and that wee blip last week. But at the Virginia Letterkenny game, from what I gather, I have a funny feeling that Virginia conceded that game. Not probably what Letterkenny want, but it's still 4 points. But as you say, at Limavady, I mean, that's 30 points to 23. They're unbeaten in any competition. They top the Championship 2, top the Championship Conference 2 as well. They've had a magnificent series so far this season, and if they can achieve anything like that in 2020, they will certainly get promotion to the top division of junior rugby, which would be a great fillip for them.
And before we let you go, Alec, looking at the European Cup, Champions Cup, that is, Leinster became the first team ever to book their place in the knockout stage of the European Champions Cup with two rounds to spare. What a performance last night by them against Northampton, 50 points to 21. Connacht once again dogged it out, let's just call it that. A dramatic victory for them, 27-24 against Gloucester. And unfortunately for Munster listeners, they were defeated yesterday to Saracens 15-6. But we'll start with Leinster. Once again, you've highlighted them throughout the year. They've been in unbelievable performances throughout the year, but they still managed to, against Northampton, what a score, what a victory yesterday.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I said last week, and I say it again, Northampton are top of the Premiership, and we so often hear this chat about the Premiership and about the 14 as a lesser competition. Well, I mean, every year in the Champions Cup, I think that the lessons are learned. I mean, you know, the four Irish provinces all won at the weekend. I mean, what does that say? You know, as you said, Connacht, they dug it out. That's probably the word against Gloucester. They probably won't qualify to the quarterfinals because they haven't got enough points from the first four games. But nevertheless, again, you know, they have proven that they can take their place at the top table. Munster might be... They'll struggle. They'll have to get 10 points at least from the last two games, and that might not guarantee them a runners-up spot. But nevertheless, that game yesterday against Saracens was a bruising encounter. I watched it last night, and certainly Saracens don't look like a team to me that are conceding anything, despite, you know, losing all the points in the Premiership. And you know, they're determined to continue on that one. And of course, Friday night at the Stoop, Harlequins against Ulster. Ulster, a tremendous performance. Four tries in the second half, and you know, they have now, after today, they with Termit Auvergne beating Bath and getting 5 points, Ulster still have a point more, and with Bath to come to the Kingspan, you would have to think, irrespective of what happens in France, that Ulster will certainly qualify as one of the losing runners-up and give themselves an opportunity again to get in the quarter-finals. You know, 4 out of 4, apart from Leinster, as you said, Ulster's only other side that have won 4 out of 4. So again, if we want to sort of boast about the Irish rugby, two Irish provinces unbeaten in the first four games, didn't see that about the Premiership teams.
On that note, Alec, we'll leave it there. And before we do, Johnny Cooney kicking 26 points, which was fantastic for scoring 26 points, as you'd say, for Ulster on Friday night. Thanks very much to Alec McDonald, our rugby correspondent there, recapping on what's been a busy weekend for the rugby.